This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
October 1st, 2017. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday. Then I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. But now you have David Knight, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And after that, Owen Schroyer is back from a visit with his girlfriend down in Brazil. He's going to be back in studio. But before we go any further, we have seen total martial law in a beautiful place in Spain that is Catalonia, that has always been its own separate area for thousands of years, an area that resisted Islamic takeover when the rest of Spain pretty much completely fell. You could say they're more Spanish than the Spanish. We've got images of them beating up families, women, fathers trying to vote for independence. Over 80%+ want to do it. It's shock footage. That's all coming up. We've caught the Democrats in a stand down in Puerto Rico. This is beyond bombshell, with the Teamsters Union refusing to deliver the U.S. aid to try to embarrass Trump. It's next level propaganda, but it blew up in their face. And the NFL's having to back down now, just like the NBA. That failed as well. The globalists are failing on every front. And we've got other huge news on North Korea and the Islamic terror attacks, two of them today in France and Canada, the religion of peace. But first, John Bound looks at North Korea blaming America for their psychosis.
North Korea continues to play the victim card, regardless that they have threatened imminent nuclear devastation on the world due to President Trump's comments on the mysterious end of American Otto Warmbier.
No one has shown more contempt for other nations and for the well-being of their own people than the depraved regime in North Korea. It is responsible for the starvation deaths of millions of North Koreans and for the imprisonment, torture, killing, and oppression of countless more. We were all witness to the regime's deadly abuse when an innocent American college student, Otto Warmbier, was returned to America only to die a few days later.
Otto Warmbier was released the same day that you went to North Korea.
Give all the prayer and love to his family, you know. But I didn't know he was sick.
There's no doubt in my mind that these trips and me asking on his behalf was had a lot to do with it.
Otto's father said
Dennis Rodman had nothing to do with Otto. It's a diversion.
The Wall Street Journal reports in a statement released by North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency, a foreign ministry spokesman in Pyongyang said Mr. Trump was again exploiting the death of Otto Warmbier. North Korea then announced, according to USA Today, that 4.7 million of its citizens have volunteered to join or re-enlist in the military since leader Kim Jong-un threatened to, quote, tame, unquote, President Trump, quote, with fire, unquote, last week. North Korean state media reported. Pyongyang has previously claimed that North Koreans have volunteered to join the military as part of propaganda campaigns to boost solidarity, according to South Korean news agency Yonhap. Whether they volunteered or not, the level of propaganda aimed at North Korea's citizens is massive. A shrine in North Korea, 3 decades old, and dedicated to the unverified and likely fabricated Sinchon massacre, where supposedly South Korean troops under U.S. guidance massacred 35,000 North Korean citizens in 52 days, including a claim that U.S. troops beheaded 300 with samurai swords and the U.S. Air Force used biowarfare. The Daily Mail reports in 1989 Chicago Tribune journalist Uli Schmitzer summarized, if any truth about massacres in Sinchon ever existed, the evidence has long ago been obscured. However, the Aung San Constitution concentration camp was a very real threat to the humanitarian concerns of the North Korean people, where 5,000 prisoners, mainly those that simply criticized the government and subsequently their innocent families via guilt by association, were taken out with machine guns after a riot broke out, according to two defectors. Ansong was closed in 1989 and the prisoners were relocated to Hwaryong concentration camp, whereas one defector described routine torture, human medical experiments, mandatory life sentences, and harsh and...
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You've got it, got it, got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
October 1st, 2017, it is Sunday. We are broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. I am your host, Alex Jones. We have an incredibly important, jam-packed, quite frankly, riveting, but also horrifying, and at the same time, exhilarating transmission here in the next 120 minutes or so. So again, thank you so much for joining us. Former Navy SEAL, best-selling author and researcher is going to be joining us, Matt Bracken, who's been warning of Antifa actually turning into a weatherman-style terror organization. That's now been confirmed by undercover folks with some of our reporters, also with the Hagman Report and their undercover people, and also the latter with Crowder, with video all over the country, inside the Antifa meetings, and our own Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz got footage inside their meetings as well, where they are calling for a violent revolution starting November 4th to coincide with 100 years of the Bolshevik Revolution. Paul Watson wrote about it on Friday. It's linked up on drudgereport.com. Antifa plans civil war to overthrow the government. Violent far-left group demands Trump regime be removed from power. And they're just the cover for the Democrats, the deep state, the big globalist corporations that are in major publications like the Financial Times, Atlantic Monthly, and others, talking about a civil unrest event or a race war that could be triggered, using that as the cover to declare civil emergency outside of the president and remove him. Now notice this is happening all over the world. Civil wars in Ukraine, civil wars all over Asia, civil wars all over Africa, civil wars all over the Middle East, civil wars all over South America, Central America. We're entering that global season. At the time that World War I kicked off, there were more than 10 different wars going on. World War II, same story. Economic, cultural fault lines build up, and then when you see more political crises, you tend to see more wars unfold. All historians agree with that, and we are lined up right now for this. Look at Catalonia, that I'm going to cover first. It's Spain was always three kingdoms, going back before it was officially Spain. It was then invaded by the Muslim Moors during the jihad, the response to that was the Crusades, but our media teaches us that the Crusades were bad to defend Europe. And the crew was showing me some footage before we went live. We can roll that at the polling places of women being savagely beaten by police. Even once they're on their backs and bleeding, savagely dragging women around by their hair, savagely beating women, reportedly children are also being beaten. We're talking about police jump kicking off of stairs and curb stomping, trying to kill people. And again, this is savage, pure intimidation, because Catalonia is only, what, 14% of the population of Spain, 40% of the GDP. You can also add that Catalonia was one of the only areas not to be fully taken over by the Muslims. So it's a little bit of a racist thing, because they're lighter skinned than the original Spaniards there in Catalonia. And so a lot of the rest of Spain kind of sees it as elitist. And there's some type of racial or cultural envy going on. But world leaders, from the Pope, you name it, have condemned it. It is martial law in Catalonia, Barcelona being the capital of that region of northeastern Spain. Beautiful architecture, amazing people. The food is my favorite, and I've been all over Europe. The food is unbelievable. It's like down-home type cooking, but it's just, you go in these little bitty corner, hole-in-the-wall stores, and literally mama comes out and makes the food, and it's very, very sad to see this happening to Catalonia. There's hours of this footage up on Infowars.com. Spanish police storm polling station in Catalonia. Independence vote. Spanish riot police smashed their way into the polling station in Catalonia on Sunday. And then it just goes on from there, firing rubber bullets, closing hundreds of polling stations, arresting thousands. Now here's a Reuters headline. Violence erupts as Catalans vote on the split from Spain, and the polls showed close to 90% wanting to get out of there, between 80 and 90%. So they were going to pull out, but here's the good news. Just like they can try to block Brexit, once you try to block what people already wanted, you'll never stop them. Word is the Catalans aren't paying taxes now. They're not submitting. They're not, I mean, almost every window when you're in Barcelona has the Catalan flag hanging out of it. And when I say they're the original Spaniards, there were no Spaniards. Spain got unified in a response to the Islamic takeover. It was basically a Germanic slash Roman type amalgamation. And they got taken over. And finally, some of the northern kingdoms got unified. Help came out of Europe, north of them, and out of what is France today and other areas. And then they came in kind of the proto or pre Crusades was a response to the giant Islamic invasion of Spain, of Italy, of Poland, of Romania, of Hungary. And that's why in those Eastern European countries today, like Hungary and Romania, that they don't let any Muslims in, because they know they come to act nice at first, build their numbers, politically dig in, and then they start attacking locally in the neighborhood, with certain members of the males going out to do it on purpose to drive you out of neighborhoods. Then they vote and take control of those. Then out of cities. Then regions. Then they militarize. That's why, oh, we're so sorry that you got killed by another Muslim. Or they'll never even really say sorry. They just go, oh, I'm not part of that. And then you get driven out. You get controlled. You get dominated. So we're going to be getting into that. Speaking of that, I mean, it's just the daily story. It's every day now. Kind of like the mayor, the Islamic mayor of London, said last year and this year. He said, look, just get used to terror. Okay? It's part of living in a major Islamic city. French soldiers shoot dead knife attacker who shouted Allah Akbar. He killed two in the Marisseville event. Two women. He chose two women to stab to death because the women of non-Islamic groups are seen as the military manufacturing centers. So killing a woman is a double bonus because they might not have any kids. Don't worry. Europeans don't have kids to begin with. They've got their guilt. They want to die. That's why they let you in. So there you have that. Allah Akbar, and with an ISIS flag. Here's another one. Terror attack in Canada, driving over a bunch of people, trying to stab the police, finally getting killed, deliberately ramming pedestrians. That's all. Had an ISIS flag in his vehicle. Terrorist attacks rock Canada and France, being investigated as acts of terrorism. They now say they were acts of ISIS terror attack. So there you go. We'll be talking more about that with our guest Matt Bracken coming up in the next hour, and taking your phone calls as well. But what you have going on in Catalonia there with the Catalans is truly shocking, and they've declared civil emergency. That's a fancy name for martial law, ladies and gentlemen. But don't worry, who needs to be banned from having speech to criticize this? or to just politely say that the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico, is not telling the truth. Donald Trump, the former CEO of Reddit, says Trump should be banned because Trump's a bully. Really, I'm going to play coming up clips of Saturday Night Live. I'm going to ask you what's the bullying versus his polite tweets saying, you know, the mayor was very nice to me until the Democrats told her to be mean to me, and then we need the locals to work together to help us get the aid in. He knew 3 days ago when he said that the Army had already given him an intelligence report last week that the Teamsters have completely stood down. 80% of the island's trucks are owned by the Teamsters Union or run by them. They're on TV. We have all the Spanish clips and some in English admitting we're not shipping anything to teach the governor and Trump a lesson. So I have clips coming up of the Squawk Box with video, CNBC, admitting there are thousands of containers, hundreds of ships lined up, 20, 30 ships deep. They've been there for weeks, and they will not take them on to the island. And so it's only non-Teamsters. They're being physically attacked, and they're just holding the island hostage to demonize Trump and then teleprompter-reading propaganda groups like Saturday Night Live come out and say the president's a racist and has blocked all aid, even though there is more aid than the island could even use. Generators, fuel, food stacked up in more than 50 ports. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, news, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Something right now. What mainstream corporate media is doing, not just with their news programs, but with their entertainment shows, with their fiction programs, you name it, is unbelievable. I can't watch hardly any movie or TV show now that isn't filled with total propaganda and lies. I watched last night The Lost City of Z. I happen to have read real history books about all that, and none of it was accurate. It was all about race, and whites didn't believe that people in South America could build temples. They'd already found hundreds of them. Of course they knew that. There were temples from China to Africa. I mean, I've read the actual books about those real people, and it was just none of it was true. But people watch that stuff, and it's every movie you go see about the civil rights movement or about you name it, it's just laced. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. And it's to create absolute anti-European sentiment everywhere. But you turn on Saturday Night Live. About a month ago, quit being political for a while because their ratings were going down, just like the NFLs are plunging. People are sick of seeing Trump being made fun of. But they thought, wait, we get to go after him now because Hurricane Harvey and the other Hurricane Irma that hit Florida brought everybody together, and we saw black people saving white people and white people saving black people and Hispanic folks helping white folks and vice versa. And most people were mixed anyways. We're all just humans with red blood. And it was beautiful. And Trump came down multiple visits and helped people and hugged all the folks and kissed the black babies and the white babies. And we saw all those images of black guys on jet skis saving white families and white families on jet skis with rebel flags on them saving black families. And Trump's ratings have gone way up despite all the manipulation spin in the big polls, and the economy's coming back. So what do? Puerto Rico got hit 2 weeks ago, got hit again by another hurricane, been hit twice. The island is power still off in many areas. We've got correspondents there. And within a day of the hurricane, the last hurricane leaving, there were Navy ships there and engineer ships there. And now, weeks later, we have an article on InfoWars.com with links to the Huffington Post and the Army Times and to CNBC, of all places, with their reporters. It'd take hours to play all this, but I'm going to get to some of it. But first, I'm going to show you the lies. with so much aid piled up, they're now saying it looks like the island could live off this for 6 months. I mean, it's so overwhelming. The shots we've got from drones and helicopters are just the equivalents of hundreds of football fields piled with so much. But here's the problem. About a week ago, the mayor of San Juan, the capital city, went from saying Trump's really great. Yeah, there's all these ships, all this food, to getting the word. No, no, no. And the Teamsters came out and said, we're not delivering any of that food because we didn't get the raise at the state legislature. They're not a state of the U.S., but you know they're in their legislature, their protectorate, possession, as it's called. They have their own governor. You know, they're their own state, but not officially a state. We didn't get the raise we wanted for unions to have a minimum, so we're not going to deliver anything until we get the raise. The headline should be Democrats and unions hold island hostage, because, I mean, this is on CNBC, but only here and there. So I saw this yesterday, and I went and looked, and I looked at the Spanish translations of all the TV stations. The Puerto Ricans aren't buying it. They are pissed, man. They know who's keeping all the generators and all the fuel and all the diesel and all the food and all the medicine away from them. And you've got the Hispanic Puerto Rican colonel that's over a lot of the operations saying, my family lives here. There's food piled up 500 feet in the air. The mayor is on TV in front of it saying Trump hadn't done anything. The response to Puerto Rico per capita is bigger than the response to Florida. It's a smaller population. And per capita, there's more food, more medicine, more fuel. The numbers are right here, even in the Associated Press. It's piled up like pyramids. But see, like Trump tweeted 3 days ago about the mayor. You know, mayor, you were really nice to me until Democrats told you to be mean. We need the locals to help us. This is a team effort, just like Texas and just like Florida. You got to have the locals. That's why Trump got back. FEMA blocked it with Bush. He was an idiot. Trump got back and had locals come in and help government, and that's why Texas did so much better. So Trump's now lifting restrictions that block unions because the unions had rules in there, the Jones rule, so that they could load all that off. It's called the Jones Act. So again, the Democrats are ordering the stand down. They've been caught completely red-handed, but if you watched Saturday Night Live last night, I watched it this morning. It was the entire time. Trump's an idiot. He's a racist. He doesn't even know that Puerto Rico is part of the U.S. He doesn't like Hispanics. He doesn't like anybody else. He doesn't like black people, as Alex Jones told him. Now, that's from an earlier episode with Alec Baldwin. But the worst part was this Michael Che, I guess an ode or a hat tip to Che Guevara, viciously, savagely tearing into him at a level I've never seen it so vicious, calling him a coward, a piece of garbage, his family crap, calling him, limp-wristed and saying he's a cracker. You dumb cracker, get out. That's like saying to Obama, you dumb N-word, you should have gone to that hurricane last year. I didn't say that. I'm saying it's like saying that. It'd be horrible. But since it's white people being run down, it's okay to have a teleprompter reader showing racism, lying about the president when it's the Teamsters Union and it's the Democrat cities have decided to sit there and do absolutely nothing because they know it'll get even bigger cash aid bonuses in that they'll control. They know there's enough food for half a year, enough medicine, enough fuel. They know if they sit there and make it worse, they'll line their stinking pockets while getting a win against Trump when the great unity, when they were trying to start a race war a month ago, of Harvey brought us together. Think about the evil of that. Think about the cold-bloodedness of that. And what's making me so mad is it's crystal clear. So we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and play these clips. I'm going to play the clip of Michael Che, fake name, I've ever heard it. And then I'm going to play an excerpt of the other one where CNN has clips of this celebrating it like it's so funny. It's not even funny. And when you hear what Che says, it's so hateful. It's so venomous. And he's sitting there reporting it like it's news. And it's a black guy they're using to try to invoke racial tensions in this country and say that Trump wouldn't help Puerto Rico because it's not white. When Houston's 70% non-white, it's the most diverse city in the U.S., but they think the viewers are stupid and that they only help Texas because it's white when it's not even white.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with a Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. If you just joined us, we have caught the Democrats 100% red-handed. Because what's crazy is the Teamsters Union has gone on CNBC, and that's in English, and then on the Spanish channels in Puerto Rico. They have obviously Spanish and English. It's very bilingual. Protectorate of the United States. And they're saying, yeah, we're the reason you're not getting the stuff that's been put on the docks here, because we don't like the way the unions have been treated. And we're mad at the governor, and we don't like Trump. And there's not even a connection in their mind that people will see this as wrong, because to them, this is what unions do. They stop you from getting things. They hold you hostage until you give in. This is when they go wrong. We have an article on Infowars.com that has the transcripts. There's another one at Conservative Treehouse. There's another one even at the Huffington Post. I can't believe it. They interviewed the Army colonel, who's Hispanic from Puerto Rico, who's running a bunch of the operations. He said, listen, my family lives in San Juan. We've been here for 2 weeks. It's all here. They will not come get the food. And then there's these rules that the Army's not supposed to deliver it, again, for the unions. And so Trump's having to sign orders to go around that. And what's crazy is this is 100% verifiable in 5 minutes. You go to Infowars.com. We've got our article that's links to the CNBC, Huffington Post. This isn't even Infowars. I'm surprised Huffington Post even tells the truth. They don't say Democrats ordering stand down. You just read the article and there it is, ordering the stand down, that they know they're not helping, that the mayor of San Juan's working with the union, and they got the union head on TV going, I don't care what you say. Until we get raises, we're not shipping the food. You say, well, why didn't Trump send ships with 18-wheelers on them? Because you never thought somebody wouldn't take the food, the medicine, and the fuel. Because that's no one ever does that. The ships pull up and put on the side of the dock with a big crane the 18-wheeler boxes, the trailers that go on the tractors. I mean, just as a logical person, this has got me so angry that it's just crazy that they're sabotaging it. That of course Trump knows he's being judged by this, and he did a great job in Texas by getting out of the way and letting the aid come in, and a great job in Florida. But the citizens did the really great job. And then they sit there and block the aid when Puerto Rico's been hit by two hurricanes in the last 3 weeks, and then they sit there and they turn around. Even the Puerto Ricans aren't. I spent hours last night, this morning, watching Puerto Rican TV in English and Spanish and reading the transcripts. None of them are buying it. They're all really angry right now. They know the Democrats are doing this. There's a whole bunch of mayors that have gone public. They're saying that this is crazy. They found one Democrat mayor who, it turns out, has supported Antifa groups and cop killer groups, just like Kirkpatrick, Kaepernick, just gave $25,000 to honor a cop killer. I'm not kidding. He just gave $25,000 to a cop killer. Man, these people are crazy. They are crazy. And then Trump, I want to criticize Trump. His response wasn't strong enough. When this mayor was praising him for the first week and now is attacking him and lying, that he didn't come right out and call her out. He just said, hey, we need to work with you locally. Stop playing politics. He should have said, hey, you don't have the 18-wheelers picking this up. You're working with the unions, you witch. We're going to have you criminally investigated for racketeering. We're going to lock your ass up. That's what ought to happen with a huge disaster like this. Instead, the perpetrator turns around and says it's Trump's fault. And then all the media says, oh, yeah, it's white supremacy. From CNN to MSNBC, Trump only gave aid to Texas and Houston because it's white. He only gave it to Florida because it's white. You understand, ladies and gentlemen, that Texas is 50-50 white, Hispanic, black. You understand that it's half minority, half white, and that Houston is 70% non-white. Again, everything they say is a lie. Everything they say is a lie. Everything they say is a lie. They're the biggest liars I've ever seen. It isn't about Trump. It's about them being a bunch of liars. And then Bozo the Clown, Kaepernick, running around bitching because no team will hire him because he's a loser and he had two horrible seasons, suing people because he sucks. His $200 million isn't enough. People have been racist to him. Look at the smug con artist San Juan mayor. Trump attacks San Juan mayor over hurricane response. FEMA Brock lashes out at Puerto Rico relief effort. Criticism, information is being misrepresented, he says. Bombshell, Dems Teamsters order Puerto Rican stand down to embarrass Trump. All the proofs in that article, Newswars.com, Infowars.com. Report Puerto Rico Teamsters Union Frenate Apello refused to deliver supplies, used Hurricane Maria as contract leverage, and the head of the union says it on TV. People ask, where are you getting it? Out of their mouths! I can't handle it anymore. Oh, yeah, the last Refuge article is excellent. Scroll down. It's got all of it transcribed from Spanish to English. Then it's got it in English, too. There's videos of it in English. And the Puerto Ricans are like, what the hell is going on here? They're not buying it. But, see, they're a small audience. Here in America, let's go ahead and go to this next clip. We got Michael Shea pushing the race war card. There he is on screen. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. You want to hear evil. They know, the people loading his teleprompter, people writing this stuff, that Trump responded everywhere. They know he responded to cities that were mainly minority. They know he did a great job and went and kissed the black babies. They know he did a much better job than Bush or Obama. They know all this, and then he calls him a cracker. The full 5-minute clip, he attacks his wife. It's so vicious. Imagine if you had a white comedian posing as a news reporter calling Obama, hey, N-word, you need to get over there and take care of this. But see, it's only okay because, this is sick. Listen to this liar. Well, he's not even a liar. He's reading it off a teleprompter. Listen to this puppet. Here it is.
After the mayor of San Juan criticized the government's Puerto Rican relief efforts, President Trump attacked her on Twitter, saying the mayor of San Juan, who was very complimentary only a few days ago, has now been told by the Democrats.
You know what? Start this over. Start it over. Back it up again. Trump very calmly, who's been attacked, and she's all over saying he's horrible and racist and doesn't care, he just nicely says, you were complimentary, now you're working with the Democrats, which Trump knows she's actually kingpinning the whole deal. He's being very polite. And then this is an attack. See, every wordsmithed to lie to you. Do folks like being chumped? Do folks like being conned when this country's got a chance to come together and have prosperity? The globalists are pissed because they thought they had their foot on our neck forever. They thought they'd won, but they're losing, so they're tripling down. I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and go back to this clip. Here it is.
After the mayor of San Juan criticized the government's Puerto Rican relief efforts, President Trump attacked her on
Twitter. Back it up again. After the mayor of San Juan criticized Trump's relief efforts, you mean attacked viciously and lied about? Because that's the truth. She attacked viciously and lied about compared to what he said, but that doesn't matter because you are a damn liar! Excuse me. Back it up to the beginning. Everything he says is a lie. Listen, here it is.
After the mayor of San Juan criticized the government's Puerto Rican relief efforts, President Trump attacked her on Twitter, saying the mayor of San Juan, who was very complimentary only a few days ago, has now been told by the Democrats that you must be nasty to Trump. Oh, really, Donald? You bitch. Was she nasty to you? Nasty. Are you shaking? You want to go smoke a Virginia Slim until your hand stops moving? This isn't that complicated, man. It's hurricane relief. These people need help. You just did this for white people twice. Do the same thing. Go tell Melania to put on her flood heels, get some bottled water, some food, pack up some extra Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl t-shirts, and write them a check with our money, you cheap cracker.
Hey, Obama, write them a check with our money, you cheap. Imagine that. Again, this is the garbage. This is the lies. This is the deceit. This is the fraud. But the good news is the NBA came out and said, you stand for that anthem. They're losing 60% of their money to the NFL, and the NFL just backed down. You're losing, scumbag liars. You lose. We win. More straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276.
Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Globalists at this point. The listeners have to understand. I have clips of the head of the Teamsters Union of Puerto Rico all over state television in Puerto Rico and on U.S. television saying, until we get a better deal, I have the quotes right here, for contract leverage, we're not going to deliver anything. And so only 20% of the trucks are non-union in Puerto Rico. I mean, you know, in Texas or Florida or someplace, if people needed food and water and you're getting paid already, but you want to use it as leverage, you'd get your ass kicked real fast. When people have been out of food and water and electricity for weeks and you're trying to get it to them, nobody put up with that. What is wrong with Democrat cities like Chicago, New York, D.C.? They're just crooks. They're just scum. And remember, you're watching CNN, MSNBC, or any of these channels, ABC News, Good Morning America. It's Trump's racist and didn't help Puerto Rico when we had Navy ships in between hurricanes. They've been hit by two in the last 3-4 weeks. Delivering. We've had reporters there. I'm sending reporters this week, but they've got to get the airfields cleared. Could be any day now. Could be tomorrow. We're going in. I'm tempted to go. I'm thinking about going. But the point is that because this is so important now, like I knew that breaking the back of the racism and showing the love of Texas and everybody coming together and everybody saving everybody, I knew that'd be beautiful. And I knew that backfire, and his approval ratings are way up. Trump's are. Now let's go to this clip of Victor Rodriguez. There's a bunch of these. And again, it's in Spanish, but it's all transcribed on Infowars.com. Then we have the CNBC reporter basically saying what she transcribed from English. Let's go ahead and just play the first clip that is in English. Let's play the first clip from CNBC. Bombshell, Dems, Teamsters ordered Puerto Rican stand down to embarrass Trump. Here it is.
Puerto Rico, supplies that people desperately need. They say that they're feeding their grandchildren crackers. They have no running water. They can't get to fuel. And now look at this. There are 3,000 cargo containers here at Crowley, one of the biggest shippers in Puerto Rico. These are all refrigerated units. They're known as reefers. And each one of them operates on a generator. Crowley is now using 4,000 gallons of fuel every single day to keep the operations here at its terminal up and running. But here's the problem. The truck drivers can't get to the terminal to get their containers out. Each one of these has medicine and food, construction supplies, building equipment, and all of that needs to get to Puerto Rico. At this point, though, when you're looking at truck drivers who can't be reached by their businesses by cell phone, they don't have the gas to get to work, and then even when they do get to work, their semi-trucks don't have fuel. The problem is the supply chain. Here's what the executive for Crowley told me about the problem.
The people of Puerto Rico are fighting hard, but there's no way we're going to be able to do this by ourselves. We need much more support from the federal agencies right now. We also ask the distributors and the trucking company that in a way that it is possible to please come and start moving the cargo here, because we need to make room in order to receive the cargo that is on its way.
I just wanted to give you an example of the grocery stores. 226 supermarkets around the island are ready to open, but they don't have diesel for their generators. At Crowley Terminal alone, there's the Supermercado Econo. It's one of the biggest supermarket chains on the island. It has 104 containers sitting here. V. Suarez, a big food distributor, has 114 containers. Walmart has 70 containers. They're all stuck. And when you're talking about lifting that Jones Act, the executives are saying, how is that going to help? It's not that we don't have the supplies. We have the fuel on the island that we need. We have the supplies. We don't have the distribution channels to get them from the terminal off-site. And oh, by the way, they're running out of room. Look around. There's no more room left to put containers here. It's all full. So the problem is, how do you get the supply chain back up and running? Diesel fuel seems to be one of the big missing links here, guys.
Yeah, Contessa, if you're able to get fuel there via shipment somehow, is the real bottleneck that, or is it the drivers? And if you get the drivers, are the roads passable to where they could get these goods where they need to go?
Hey, Carl, that's a great question. So first of all, here's what Crowley executives on the ground responsible for these logistics are telling me. They say the problem is not that there's no fuel. There's fuel. There's plenty to fuel the recovery on the island. The problem is distribution. They've got security issues. They've got federal agents guarding the fuel distribution centers. They've got a requirement that there are two armed law enforcement officers accompanying every truck that goes out to deliver fuel to the gas stations. And then the issue with the drivers, right? You got to get the drivers from their homes to their place of employment. That takes gas and it takes cell phone communications. And then you got to fill up the semi trucks so that they can come pick up these cargo containers.
I'll stop right there. Now, again, that's the one in English. You think, well, the media told the truth. And then they go on to basically admit union issues. But we have all the footage in the newspapers, and the confirmation, the heads of the union saying, we'll do it when you give us money. So that's how the media walked around the fact that America piled food, gasoline, air-conditioned facilities up. One article in Wired reports, 9,000-plus containers have been delivered in the last 2 weeks. 9,000 containers just to one facility. But the head of the union in Spanish, I have the transcript here, says until you give us better contract negotiation, we're going to give you nothing. In fact, let's just roll it in Spanish. A lot of our audience speaks Spanish. Just for documentary purposes, let's just back this up. The transcript's in our article on Infowars.com, but here it is.
Está bien que haga una ley, pero estamos en una emergencia. Lo que usted está queriendo decir es que ustedes están luchando con el gobernador, no yendo a trabajar por una ley.
No, no, nosotros estamos haciendo lo que tenemos que hacer.
Pero acaba de decir que por una ley.
No, los camioneros están saliendo a trabajar. Y yo exhorto a todos los camioneros del país a que continúen trabajando con el pueblo.
Again, folks, we have the full transcript. It's 3 minutes longer. It's on Infowars.com. Go read it. Read the transcript for yourself and go check it. It's out of local Puerto Rican television. It is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Most of the containers coming in have never left. Crowley says the more than 3,400 just at one facility alone, 9,000 in another. The containers at the terminal now, that's just one shipping company at one port. Several other ports are, again, accepting shipments and stranded crates, total of a 10,000. I'm sorry, that was an older number when I said 9,000 plus. It's way above that. But you heard no aid from America from the cracker. The cracker. The evil, racist white man. Trump. Americans didn't give. We didn't care. Even though we did, we still get blamed. And then they say, because we don't like people that are Hispanic. You know, it's just funny that the Democrat-run city of New Orleans wouldn't accept the aid and got everything blocked with FEMA. And then when it was Houston, didn't happen. Even the Democrats tried to block it, the state ignored them. The same thing with Florida. You people are horrible. It's the Democratic Party. They're a bunch of crooks that want to make this as bad as they can so they get full control. Ladies and gentlemen, we need you to spread the articles and videos now more than ever that are at Infowars.com because the globalists are trying to censor us or trying to block this information. There's nothing more rebellious you can do against the globalists than to spread the links, the articles, the videos, and also financially support us. And while you do it, you get game-changing, win-win, high-quality products at InfowarsLife.com. We have the nutraceuticals, the supplements. We have the caveman bone broth formula with turmeric, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and so much more. You talk about next level whey. We have great whey as well, but they go together. Mix it up with some milk in the blender. So good for you. So powerful. So strong. It's 50% off. That's about to end. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with amino acids. Again, the best organic quality out there. That's been sold out for months, but it's back in. 50% off because I want you to try it and have a chance to support the broadcast. Our great vitamin B12. Even BuzzFeed did a test of it with a top lab. Thought they'd find bad stuff. They said it's the highest quality in the country at the lowest price. And they blew up in their face. That's 40% off right now. Secret 12, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Without you, there is no InfoWar. Hour number two, just a few minutes away. Please spread the word. Stay with us.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.